from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We saw some play action last week with Justin Fields, and he threw that frozen rope hash to hash to Van Jefferson. Yeah, I'd like to see how Russ looks with those guys.
Yeah,
with Van Jefferson, what kind of rapport they have. Most importantly, George Pickens.
And but Farmouth.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. How's that look? Your real number 2 wide receiver, because there's no Brandon Ayuk on this roster. At this point. Dang it, man. Here we are 39 minutes in. We hadn't mentioned Ayuk yet.
I didn't know if we were going to do it all show.
I actually kind of went into the show thinking that we wouldn't.
Right.
Because yesterday was the one day there was nothing reported on Brandon Ayuk. But there was something reported about another Steelers wide receiver by Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who wrote, and I quote, "The Steelers view George Pickens as a number one wide receiver, and they intend to pay him like one." If I may, Doran, try to decipher this, maybe. But if not, there's no harm in throwing that out there to make sure that George Pickens feels wanted and loved.
Yeah.
I think that might have something to do with it. When Dulac reports stuff, and this is to say nothing negative about Jerry, a lot of the time there are messages being sent. There are things out there the Steelers want out there, and I could see that being one of those things. Doesn't mean they won't pay him, but you don't have to make that decision now, but why not throw it into the ether? We love this guy. He's our one. We intend to pay him like that.
Of course. Of course. I mean, you could also franchise him. I mean, you could do some different things with George. If it does come down to that, if you still end up getting Ayuk, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, why wouldn't they think of paying George if he does possess the number one wide receiver trait this year?
Right.
I mean, if he's not, and if Ayuk's not here, if he is here, I mean, I'm sure they'll explore it. Regardless, whatever their financial situation is, if it does, you know, lead them to be able to do something, you definitely were gonna you'll explore it. So they're not lying. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're not in a position right now to put out publicly, well, we want to pay Ayuk and we're not paying George Pickens.
Yeah, no.
And you're not gonna have that decision made right now. If you traded for Ayuk, you're still not going to make that decision now.
No.
Why would you? And Andy Weidel talked yesterday, and we're going to play some of that back for you and react to it coming up in the second hour of the show. He said the quarterback situation's going to play itself out. You're not going to pay Russ right now. You're not going to pay Justin Fields right now, though in my opinion, that would make a little bit more sense. You're not thinking about it in so many words with George Pickens either. Because you can always have your mind changed. If Brandon Ayuk comes in here and plays really well and George Pickens still goes out there and he puts up like 1,400 yards of dead touchdowns, that might change the math a little bit. Yeah. You probably didn't want to pay receivers $60 million combined, but when you've got two guys that potentially could be productive, you might have to pay two receivers $60 million combined. Don't paint yourself into a corner one way or the other. And we talked to Hathorn about this yesterday. Jeff thinks he's seen growth from a maturity standpoint in George Pickens. And isn't that where we needed to see the most growth?
Yeah.
if he's a different guy, a year older, who's got more life experience and he's acting like it, that's sort of, to me, the last piece that needed to be put in this puzzle here before you could start thinking about him as an elite guy.
And it's all on George, as we talked about a little bit yesterday. I mean, George has to understand that, like, he has the talent. You know, now he has a competent coordinator. He has a competent quarterback. There's no excuses. And you just got to walk that tight line, that straight line, and you'll be fine. Like, you know, obviously, you got to stay healthy. I mean, that's part of everything. But if George just goes and plays football, he's going to get paid. And he has to realize that. And it doesn't take that much to realize that. You know, there is a little bit of growing up to do. And it does help to have, you know, somebody like Russell Wilson who's been around. I mean, who was the oldest player? He's not going to talk to any offensive linemen. So, like, who was really the oldest player that he could actually lean on? Deontay Johnson was, you know, that's why that they got rid of Deontay Johnson, because he wasn't that leader for George. And he was showing George the wrong things to do. You know, that had a lot to do with it, I believe. So who was George ever going to lean on? Najee was doing his own thing. Jalen's a young guy that's just, you know, quiet and trying to find his role. Pat Freiermuth kind of on it. Like, you know, this is a good situation for George. And if it doesn't pan out now, it probably won't. Like, if he does start acting up, which I don't think he will, you know, it'd be hard to come back from this situation and thinking that if you go to another situation that it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
It would. I mean, because this is the ideal situation for a young receiver with a lot of talent.
This offense, to your point, is so young, even still, and it's not paid. It's not a highly paid offense. We were looking this up yesterday. The two highest paid players on your offense are Isaac Seumalo and James Daniels.
Your guards.
Yep. Running back ain't got paid, neither of them, and you got two starters at running back, pretty much. You ain't paying any of the wide receivers. You may be about to pay Pat Freiermuth, but he ain't made the money yet. Your quarterbacks aren't making a lot of money, which means there's a ton of youth. Now you do have a guy like Russ who could put his arm around you. And that's was sorely missing. Last year, quarterbacks in the second year, or they're backup guys.
Yes.
And you're the guy that probably took you under his wing was Deontay Johnson, and that's not a good situation.
Right.
So I think you're right. I think he's not going to act out this year. If you would have asked me that 3 weeks ago, I would have had a different answer. I feel pretty good about George Pickens. The arrow is pointed up on that guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.